Hey, Mark Rosen here. There's nothing I like better than the Beaver.
I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
And I was in Miami with my new beach house.
I'm going to perform oral sex on you.
Certainly not.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
It is the first day of July 2022. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the seventh month of this year. Wow. Here we go. Let's get her started. It's Friday. The initials, Marnie Parrish. So much to get to. Plus, comedian Nick Swartzen with a little comedy to start your morning about the 4th of July. Good morning, everybody. I hope you got a three-day weekend ahead of you, and I hope it's perfect, and I am glad that you're here.
Last summer, I got the best party text I've ever gotten from a friend of mine. I ran into one of my friends, J-Mo, at a bar last 4th of July. And he was like, you know when you run into a buddy when you're bar hopping, you're like, what's up, I'm wasted, and he's just like, I'll see you later, and he just go. So that happened, and I called him the next day, or I texted him like, hey, how did your night end up? And this was his exact text, my favorite thing ever. How'd your night end up? And he texted me back, dude, .. It's a good start. Dude, .. Punched my best friend in the face, broke up with my girlfriend, and my pants. Yes! That is a gold medal right there partying. When you go to the party Olympics, you just brought home the gold. I know the best part is right after that, he wrote, I don't know which one to take care of first.
The Beezer.
You'll be salivating when you see it.
Man, there's days you walk in here and you're going, what the hell are we going to talk about for 3.5 hours? Then there's days like today, July 1st, 2022, where 3.5 hours ain't enough. Weed's accidentally legal in the state of Minnesota. Whoops. Sauce's flight might get canceled. Zach's going to Vegas. A million, I don't know, news and notes in the NBA.
Man.
Stranger Things. Kevin Durant, we got a lot to talk about. Accidental legalized weed.
We're going to meet a new friend today for the initials day.
Yeah, man. Nice job, Zacho.
It is a nice job from Zacho because, well, two things. He's like, I think that was, and then we walked back and it was, and now he's going to be on the show today.
Yeah, we ran into, you guys, I guess technically more so than we did. You guys ran into him at the Saints game on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Noah Cates. They're okay, by the way.
Noah Cates. What'd you say?
He said we ran into him, so I said, they're okay.
God, you are a comedy man, y'all.
Yeah. I don't even know
you're
still
Bill
here.
Cosby, and I say that in every respect.
Wow.
I mean, you're the next Louis C.K.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Actually, yeah.
No, yeah. No, actually, no, Zach.
Yeah. Today's the day, Zacho. You're going to Vegas, and it's legal here.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of sad in a way. I think it would have been fun to, like, actually give a tryout. So at midnight, one of the websites for Minnesota that's selling it crashed.
Of course,
it's back. I checked it up this morning again, and it's finally back up again. But there's the places nothing but hemp. One of the places selling it, they had to post it on their website, like, hey, just so you know, it's gonna be a longer wait than usual today. It feels like. Man, like the first day out of school, like we're free. We're free at last. I love it. I can't wait. This weekend's going to be fun for people here. Get out there and enjoy it.
Good God.
Tell me how high it is. tweet at me, at Zach Halverson.
You might need to know how to spell resume soon, Zach.
Why is that?
Don't worry about it, Zacho.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
There's a lot of places going to be hiring pretty soon. People who are experts in... I almost called it the punja, but I don't think that's one of the words for it, is it?
What? What's you mean the ganja?
Wow. That's it.
The punja?
Wow. The punja.
Wow.
It's a special variety.
How horny are you today?
It is. It's a special variety.
When was the last time you got the poison out, Hawk?
Oh, God. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those days.
It is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Had a gig last night.
How was that?
It was fun. A lot of people. It was a good time. I appreciate everybody coming out. Outdoor shows early in the year are quickly reminded that you're not in gig shape. That's what happens. You say to yourself, oh.
But there's got to be part of you too, though, Hawk, that is like, man, this is why we sit through that awful winter.
Oh, yeah.
Nights like last night.
Yeah, last night was a great night to be outside and a great night to be playing gigs. And you know, I was out looking for the punja.
Yeah. Did you find any?
I did not.
Well, go to that website.
You misheard him. He was out looking for Punjab, who was the butler from the show Annie.
He was, you're right.
Man, I don't know how you know that stuff. You're very smart.
I love that it's July 1st and it's supposed to be 83, 84 degrees and it's going to be a beautiful Minnesota day. And Zach and Sauce are getting the hell out of here.
Yeah. Martha, come look at my penis.
Yeah, that'll
the
be
two
Zach
places probably hotter, right? I don't know if San Diego's hotter, but close. And Vegas is probably what, 107 today, Zachary?
110, I think.
106.
107.
It's going to be 72 in San Diego.
107.
Yeah, that'll be a little bit nicer.
There. If I get there.
Yeah, have you had any heard any updates?
Yesterday when I checked in, you know how on the Delta app they have that sweet feature where it's like, where is my plane? And you're like, oh, neat. Like you can see where the plane is. Like, you know, like the update, you can watch it fly and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. mine hasn't left Tampa.
Well,
since yesterday.
Well, it's hanging out.
Yeah. I mean, it's looking for who? The punja.
It's looking for the punja.
Wait, so it hasn't left. But is it planning? Are they using it for a flight from Tampa to here then, obviously?
One of the things says it's en route to Minneapolis.
Is it possible that they're waiting for the supreme overlord Tom Cruise to get out of his Clearwater condo and just jump on the plane?
Or maybe. Tom Brady.
Yeah, or Tom Brady.
Maybe. Man, maybe. I don't know. Either way, it's going to be great. I like the airport. If we don't go, hey, there's worse things in life.
Yeah, you can stay here and get high.
I mean, I don't do edibles or the punja, but...
You don't. Well, no. Maybe you should, buddy boy.
No, I got other methods to get high.
Like what?
Actual marijuana?
Yeah. Well, it's actual marijuana either way. It's ridiculous.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, why don't you two weed aficionados argue about it?
Yeah, you guys should argue.
I just like the old school way.
You don't like
the new school way.
You haven't tried the new school.
That's right, man. Try horrible. The new punja.
You didn't have it
yeah,
once.
Yeah, boomer.
How do you stuff. Know? You know who I got it from?
Who'd you get it from?
Punja.
What? Cheech.
Okay, well, still.
You're going to tell me that he had fake stuff?
You had, like, either the wrong dose.
Hey, Zach 2, where should I get
Don't go to Zach 2
yeah,
here.
We're going to Zach 2.
Just because you get uncomfortable, because I confront you on your inability to just...
I did it once, and it was
try
awful.
Try it one more time.
No, zero chance. I'll never try
it again.
Did it
ruin your life? What was the consequences of that one time? Did it ruin your day?
It was horrible.
Your weekend, your month,
horrible.
Your year?
Horrible.
For how long?
As long as I... Now, it's still horrible.
Wow.
Hey, Zach. Why do you care if he does?
Yeah, why do you care?
I'm just. I don't know.
Yeah, who cares? Man, you get.
That's just more for you.
Add to the things that get Zach going, Coke freestyle, cigarette prices. Now add me not wanting to do edibles. Yeah, the punja.
I think that's a good name for the pot, is the punja.
How long are you willing to stay at the airport before you just leave?
20
well,
minutes?
Like if we. Yeah. If we get there and it's like, hey, your flight is delayed till 1, that's fine.
But what time's your flight?
11. But after that, that's about the longest I'll wait. Then I'll go home.
Who's this?
You would potentially give up on a 4 or 5 day vacation just to not wait another hour, two, three?
I mean, But how long until it's eventually canceled?
And you know what I'm going to say is something that Rosie said that actually made sense to me for once in his damn life. Why would you leave Minnesota today?
Well, I didn't know it was going to be like this.
I know,
when I
right?
I booked it in March.
But
yeah.
That's my point. Like,
yeah.
If you go to the airport and they're like, you know what, we're going to be delayed 3 minutes. Ah, screw it, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Go to the cabin.
Yeah.
Go to the cabin and experience a perfect Minnesota day. And,
yeah, you're
and
right.
You know, chew the punja.
Wow.
My is that a problem
wow.
that I said that, do you think?
No, my sources.
We had
that was
the main source
Panic
on the
at
air.
The Disco, by the way. This is the heavy metal version of it.
You know what was the other version?
That was just...
It wasn't a cover, that was just...
No, it was Panic at the Disco.
It just stripped down.
Yeah, it was stripped down.
Unplugged.
Looks like Sauce's dad under the desk right now.
Oh, yeah. What's he doing?
He's the Punja.
Oh, my God.
We're just playing songs about getting high today, Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Are you going to Vegas by yourself?
Yeah.
Righteous.
Why don't we care about Zach's flight being canceled?
Honestly, though...
Oh, I forgot about your panties.
Are they here?
Yeah, I got them. They're down in the Dragon Wagon right now. I got them last
night. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Find them on.
Panties.
Yeah, put your vibrating panties on.
Yeah, it'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
Right on the punja.
What if this is his thing?
Can the 5-milligram edibles take you high enough?
I think so. That's what everybody's saying. I want to try it out for myself.
That's going to eat 8 of them.
Most of the places don't open until 10, though.
I cannot say on the air who this person is because I laughed so hard when I heard this, but I know somebody that was messing around with edibles and didn't quite understand the milligram thing, didn't understand the dosage, right?
Right.
Yeah. Hideous.
Tried to get a hold of his buddy to ask how many he should take, and the buddy hadn't responded fast enough, so the guy's like, oh, screw it, let's just go for
impatient,
it.
Patient, yeah.
So he ate basically the entire thing.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And it ended up being, give or take, 130 milligrams.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Right. Wow. So I said, well, what happened? He's like, well, then I finally got a hold of the guy before it totally kicked in. And he said, you should be between 10 and 20 with your level of experience with weed. He's like,
yep.
He was at about 130.
Buckle
and I said,
up.
Well, how did it affect you? And he said, at one point, I was so convinced I was going to piss my pants because he was just that relaxed.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, and I'm not going to lie, part of me just said, I think I want to piss my pants.
Yeah, there's another.
Does that sound familiar?
Screaming example of how to do edibles.
He was so floating and disconnected from reality, he thought it might kind of feel nice. By the way, on his own couch, almost pissed his pants
just
on his couch
go.
Because he wanted
to.
Where's College Dog? I don't know, Rose.
Who knows?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's like, great.
The
man.
Most I've done in a 17-hour period was 140.
I was with you that day.
That was a different day.
Oh, okay. That was a different. Yeah.
This was and that was, I was passing out, waking up, watching the Ryder Cup, passing out again. It was great. But
Jesus,
to go, but I had a tolerance
amazing.
To go straight to 130 from zero.
Well, it wasn't quite from zero. It was he had dabbled,
but still,
wasn't quite familiar with how much he should be dosing.
When you're unfamiliar with
that's
that, tells me
went for it.
How familiar you are.
Yeah, exactly. Fair.
Oh my God. Yeah,
that's a lot.
A lot of people have been asking me, by the way, on Twitter, like how much.
Let them know, buddy.
So
yeah, let them know, man.
If you've
it's
never,
your hour.
If you never,
away, Gandhi.
Tell us.
If you've never done it before,
you're Gandhi.
Yeah, you're Gandhi.
Yeah, tell us, Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah, come on, Gandhi.
This show's dumb.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I gotta write down all our terms.
I would start with 5 and see like give it about a half hour to an hour, see how it feels. If you feel like you can do another one, you know, start out slow. It's a long. It's not gonna be.
What if you want to piss your pants?
Yeah.
If you want to piss your pants, eat like 5 of the bars that are legal here,
jeez.
And then you'll be. Because that is such a good high thought, though.
Do you remember what you gave me that got me so high?
You
how
had,
much?
I think you had, you might either 10 to 20, I think I gave you.
Okay. It was one of the orange things. Just one
yeah, so that was, okay, it was 40, yeah, 10. I only think, you only had one, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Just one, yeah, and it was
so
a perfect
that
amount
was 10.
For me. It was perfect
yeah,
for me.
When you're starting out, 10 is more than enough. It's
you know what? If you have a question for Ganji out there and... And you want to
gotcha,
talk to the expert, 1-800 320-5326. 1-800-320-5326. Please, only legitimate questions for Gonzo.
Yeah, we only need legitimate. To, before the state fair, we need to get you some glasses and you know, oh whatever that Indian garb is called. Yeah, what is that called? It looks like a toga, but it's not a toga.
Yeah.
Whatever. We need to have you wear that at the state fair and have people come up and ask you questions. And then have you lead weed smokers around the state fair.
Oh, that would be so great. And you know
what, get you a cane.
Yeah.
And please
it'll be like Gandalf and Gandhi at the same time.
It'll be like when you take us to Plata 13.
Exactly. Yeah. Just around the state fair.
You want Ganji.
Ganji has to be the state fair t-shirt.
And please do me a favor.
It has to be.
I take this in the spirit that I'm saying it. I mean, wouldn't Ganji do the opposite of a hunger strike?
Like,
right. I mean, he would eat Funyuns for six straight hours.
That cause, like, if you were to do a hunger strike on that would, I think, elevate your cause more than anything. Because, I mean, that would be absolute torture.
Oh, yeah.
Like, within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know how good some 7th Avenue pizza be when you're floating around in the moon?
Would be.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, God.
Oh, here goes Ganji.
All right, Marnie Gellner later, Mark Parrish later, our new friend Noah Cates from the Philadelphia Flyers later.
It looks like we might have a call for Ganji.
Stillwater.
We should do that instead of Philadelphia. Sports.
Yes.
Noah Cates. Did the Gophers recruit him?
I don't know for
sure.
We'll
have to ask.
Good question.
They should have, I wonder if they didn't. If he just chose Duluth or didn't get recruited.
I wouldn't doubt that he chose Duluth. I mean, maybe. Duluth is a hell of a program, man.
But if the Gophers didn't recruit him and Parrish can bond over the fact that they both hate that the Gophers didn't recruit him.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Corey, we're getting so many calls for Ganji.
For who? Excuse me.
When we come back, we'll do front page sports. But let's take some calls for Ganji. It's a big day. Weed's accidentally legal in the state of Minnesota.
Come on, Ganji.
Get yourself ready, Ganji.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show with Meat Sauce Paul Lambert, Chris Hockey. I'm Corey Coven. That's Mahatma Ganji, and this is The Fan.
I don't know, man.
Ganji, what happened?
Yeah, man. The light just changed, man.
Man, Ganji.
Ganji.
I know we have to do front page sports, but all these callers are on hold.
They want to know.
They want to talk to Mahatma Ganji. Yeah,
come on, Ganji.
Yeah, they've got questions about the Punja. And we've got the expert.
We're almost out of the harbor hour, too.
Ganji, are you ready to enlighten them?
Absolutely.
Do you need me to punch them up, Corey, or can you do
it? I think I got it.
All right, good.
Mitch.
Hi, how's it going?
Great.
Man, we're so good. You have a question for Ganji?
Yes. Oh, great, Ganji. Can you please tell us what is the proper movies to meditate with once I get stoned off of these great gummies?
You know, I go for the familiar ones. I mean, you can obviously, you know, there's plenty of stoner categories
this
that you can watch.
Sounds extremely subjective. But I can tell you which movies to watch on weed.
Corey, please stop. You're interrupting Ganji.
No,
please.
Don't interrupt. We know you don't believe in
movie
whatever.
Taste?
Yeah, but yeah.
I'm not recommending any particular ones. I'm saying runs that are familiar to you. Well, you know, you don't want to watch anything new for the first time, unless it is like a Super Troopers 2 or like a where it's a stoner film. You can watch that for the first time because whatever. But if you're not looking for the stoner category, just any other ones. Just watch something that, you know, Ocean's 11. Watch something that you've seen a million times that you're just gonna enjoy and relax and. Also, by the way, know what is coming because predictability is key to enjoyment
when it comes to that stuff. Is your edible/marijuana movie viewing experience and your choices, would it be the same kind of films as if you were drunk?
A little bit.
In terms of familiarity and predictability. Yeah,
I would say it's similar because like The Dark Knight, for example, I'll throw that on because, again, I've seen it a million times. I know what's going to happen. And like when I'm drunk at night. It's something like fall asleep to or whatever.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. We have so many calls. We can't.
Yep. Yeah, and the correct answer.
Thank you, Mitch. Good luck. Happy movie viewing.
Yeah, the correct answer is baby. Yeah, the correct answer is porn.
Well, that is. We have to talk about that sometime too.
Well, calm down.
Well, you're Ganji.
Salamander Steve. Hi, Salamander Steve.
Hey, how's it going, Ganji?
Hi, Salamander Steve. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing? Yeah, I was wondering how many milligrams would it take for me to fire away a first bitch like Sasi did the other day?
Oh, man, brilliant. Brilliant.
You're in the 30 to 40 range. You're losing fine motor skill function and after about 30 to 40.
Gotcha. Good smell. Thank you, sir.
There you go. Good question. Great question. Thank you. Great question.
If I'm saying this correctly, Ivan Yurkinov.
Oh, brilliant.
Hey, boys.
Hey, what's up, Ivan?
This Yurkin. Hey, Zach, what's the best munchie food to go with?
Great question.
Oh, man. You know, my favorite, and it's different for everybody. I have a friend that I know that likes pizza fries. My personal favorite is peanut butter pretzels. Peanut butter filled pretzels. You have the saltiness and the sweetness together in one. You can't go wrong with some peanut butter filled pretzels. Costco is phenomenal, though. You have to be careful. You want to limit yourself.
Oh no, yeah.
Right. So you don't want to get, because you could easily go halfway down, maybe even three fourths of the way down on that full thing in one night.
This is the most to be careful I've ever heard him.
Yeah,
have.
Correct.
He's so excited, and he's leaving today.
Sour Patch Kids or Swedish Fish?
Yes, that too. Find a candy bar you like too.
Is he your understudy, Ganji? Is Mithosh your understudy?
Is he your Obi Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, right,
yeah.
And you're Qui Gon Jinn.
I'm his Yoda.
We have a couple more callers if you don't mind, sure. Ganji. If you're free,
Mapoopis Brown. Hi, Mapoopis.
Hey, guys, this is Mapoopis. Hey, good morning. Hey, I got a question for Ganji.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Ganji, how much of that punjab am I going to have to eat to make me feel like, a mid-70s-something guy that just bought a cat in a condo and has got this weird, awkward relationship with the Wayzata County attorney?
Great question. That's a great question. Ganji, please.
Man,
answer the man's question.
I think you're looking in the you're looking in the 30 to 50 range, depending on your tolerance. But you don't. The great thing about that is that attorney's going to give you all the high you need on a good, especially on a Friday night like this up at the cabin. If you're going to a cabin, I don't know, but 30 to 50.
All right, last one. Lou Sinise.
Lou!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for Ganji?
Yes, of course. Since you're the expert, you must be the perfect person to ask. This is more of a philosophical one, but can you daydream at night?
Sounds like you're already participating in the new legalization, which I currently very much encourage. You can daydream at night, right? I mean,
you're the expert, guys.
He's asking you.
I daydream all the time. I daydream 24 hours a day, baby. I daydream mostly from 5:30 to 9, but I daydream all the time. You can daydream at night, yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Lou. Wow. Sinise. Do you want to get Sven too? I put him on hold. I feel bad if you don't go.
Get to Sven.
Hi,
right.
Sven.
Sven.
Ben,
it's
Ben Dover here.
Oh, sorry, Ben.
Well, Zach would have taken your call first.
Just wanted to give a shout out to you. Sorry about the passing of your brother, Dov. My grandpa Keel Dover, he's gonna get a shout out when he gets up.
Oh,
there.
That's so sweet.
Oh,
thanks for the thoughts
of my brother.
And I don't have a question at all for Alby. I wasn't paying attention at all. So. Thanks, guys.
Again, wow,
my kind of guy.
So proud of you. Yeah. Thank you, Sven Dover. There you go. Maybe at some other point we'll take more questions for Mahatma Ganji.
I hate how you play the making of murder.
Speaking of bend over.
Yeah.
I don't know why I laughed so hard at this. You know, obviously the Kevin Durant news came out yesterday and everybody was geeking out about it because it's a huge deal. He's one of the best basketball players of all time.
Too.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, the Durant thing is going to send shockwaves for the
NBA.
It's
going to change. Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the teams he has on his wish list, even though Brooklyn, I almost said New Jersey. Brooklyn said they're going to trade him wherever they can get the best deal. But one of the teams that they talked about was Phoenix. And some Suns fan, I forgot, Jonathan Bender must have played there. I just forgot that.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he a top, like, five pick?
So Hawk, Bender's last name, Bender.
Yeah, like a Breakfast Club.
Somebody took a Bender jersey and drew on the back of the jersey, K-E, and then A-N-T after it, so Kevin Durant. So they turned a Bender jersey
That's brilliant.
By just Kevin Durant. And I'm like, that's creative as hell.
Yeah. Oh, wait, wrong one. Sorry, hold on. That's the one. I'm sorry.
Sports presented by Holiday Station Stores.
Oh, thank you, Holiday.
You know what I forget about Holiday? I was at Mall of America yesterday with the old kiddos. Going on rides.
Babysitting.
Babysitting. Dippin' Dots, Auntie Anne's pretzels, the whole bit. Yeah. I forgot there's a Holiday inside Mall of America. There was a Holiday right there.
Right
by one of the entrances.
You can get that amazing Mountain Dew there.
Yeah.
It's very convenient, isn't it, Mahatma Gandhi?
He's not listening. See, we stopped talking weed and he checked out.
He gave all his energy.
All right, where do we begin? Man, there's so much going on. A lot of stuff in the world of the NBA, including what we just mentioned. Kevin Durant has asked for a trade. So Kyrie Irving opts in, and Durant says, I don't care, I want out. So that team had Harden, Irving, Durant. Right, Harden goes to Philly, Ben Simmons goes to Brooklyn. Now, Kyrie was like, I think I want to leave. I guess I'll stay for one. And Durant's like, screw this. This whole thing's falling apart. So he's out. Now, no one knows what Brooklyn's going to do because they have to trade Durant. What do you do with 1 year of Kyrie Irving? And then what the hell do you do with Simmons? What a mess in Brooklyn. My guess is they're going to find a way to get rid of almost all of them or all of them and just stockpile picks.
Yeah, I think they're going to.
Young talent.
I think they're going to go the Oklahoma City route and just get as many picks as they can. Somebody, I think it was one of the headlines of the paper was the end of an heir instead of the end of an era. And it was because like of all the, this is like the next thing. Weren't they last year the favorite to win it all?
Yeah.
And now, like, of course, in the NBA, the guys get to go where they want. And the hot rumor, of course, is Phoenix or the Heat. And now the other rumor is that the Nets do not want Ayton back in a sign and trade. They want Booker. But the only reason Kevin Durant wants to go to Phoenix is for Booker. And I don't know if the Heat have enough to... I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Cat signs the old Supermax. 4 more years at $224 million. Dollars.
Didn't we want to get rid of him?
No. I love Cat.
What? Yeah, was I listening to a different radio show?
I wasn't... Well, I mean, now that they're not playing and I don't see him complaining, he's great. They have to have him. They couldn't get rid of him. They were in a bind. Mm. He's too good of a player to give up on.
He's frustrating, though, man. He's one of the most frustrating players to watch of all time.
But if you were going to move on from him, you'd have to get a Kevin Durant haul for him. You really would. I mean, it's multiple picks and at least an all-star to trade him.
Is he going to be even more of a pain now that he's gotten paid? And
no, he's already had a giant contract.
This
doesn't change much.
Okay. Yeah.
Booker also Supermax deal with Phoenix, $224 million for him. And the Joker, $270 million to stay with the Nuggets.
Yeah, the richest deal in NBA history.
Yes, sir.
Two-time MVP, man. And then we got some guy named Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, from Memphis.
Yeah.
I like that dude.
People love that. He's gritty. A lot of the NBA minds on Twitter when that signing went is that people were like, he's a great piece for a team like the Wolves that need a guy to come off the bench, play defense, just do the dirty work.
That's what he was doing for Memphis against us in the first round. Yep. He was an annoying player, and I mean that in a good way. He's crafty. I like him, too.
Very good.
And affordable as well. Guardians 5-3 over the Twins. My God. Twins blew it again. Man.
Back-to-back games of a walk-off two-run home run. Yeah. Hideous. They were up 3-1 in the eighth inning. They gave up two in the eighth, two in the ninth on the two-run home run. Just hideous. They're up one game on the Guardians, and they lost 3-5 to that team. Hideous.
And with all that said, arguably the biggest sports news, at least locally here, is the Big Ten expanding in 2024. USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten.
That's sweet.
Fascinating.
Yeah. That news yesterday came out of nowhere. I saw it. I'm like, wait, what? Is this real?
Yeah, I haven't read any rumors about that.
Yeah, right. And that's something, Hockey, you would know because you love college basketball.
Yeah. Basketball?
Or sorry, college football.
Thank you.
As a Big Ten coach, Hawk.
Oh, you are?
What's your response to this?
It seems like a good idea to me. I think the more the merrier when it comes to teams, and the more time you can spend in California, the better the recruiting is going to be for your squad.
And
excellent.
There's a lot of hot babes.
Yeah.
How's this going to work, though? As the SEC and the Big Ten continue to expand, and at what point is the Big Ten just going to have to change their name to, like, the Big 30?
Well, it's going to be a super conference.
But that's the point.
Yeah, two of them, right?
Right. When it gets to two conferences of about 30 apiece, how do you handle that, right? Because especially with football, you can't possibly play everybody every year, and I know they don't now, but what about true rivalries? Right? How many rivalries do the Gophers have, the football team, that you cannot break? Is it just the two, Iowa and Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I mean, the Michigan one's legit,
sure,
right?
You
little brown jug.
No.
Outside looking in.
But is it just those two that you just flat out, you have to play every year?
Yes. Yeah.
And I wonder if you go around the Big Ten, how many schools would say...
Well, Michigan and Ohio State.
But we have about two. Is that the standard number? Yeah. Do you think most schools have about two that are to the death?
Michigan and Ohio State, Michigan and Michigan State. Wisconsin,
which is why
other...
Yeah, that's why the Minnesota thing will never work out. That jug might be not as prestigious in a few years.
Because it might be every handful of years.
You can't.
Yeah. Once you get to that many teams, you have to mix in the UCLAs, the USCs, the Rutgers, the Maryland's. Right. And then they're not done, right? The SEC and the Big Ten are not done. They're going to keep adding teams.
Yeah, and whoever can get Notre Dame will be huge.
Somebody even said yesterday, if you're Oregon or Washington, you're screaming like, where the hell are we going to go?
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
Get Oregon in the Big Ten.
Oregon's sweet.
I don't like this.
Oh, okay.
Ganji
doesn't like it.
It's just causing a lot of headaches.
And take it down a notch.
Yeah, cool, man. I don't know why you got to be so fired up.
Yeah, man, calm your T words.
But to your point, like, how do you... Then you're only going to have one champion out of 30 schools.
No, eventually. What you're going to end up doing is, instead of having this garbage playoff system that they have now, what you're going to end up having is essentially an NFL-style playoff system.
Correct. Yeah.
You're going to have a Big Ten tournament of 4 or 8, and then an SEC tournament of 4 or 8, and then those two teams... will square off in the national championship.
They're basically going to turn into the AFC and the NFC is all it's going to be.
But there's so many schools.
Whole town knows.
Like, yeah, there's one thing to do that with 32, though. But like...
Yeah, but there's only
50 or 60, right? Yeah, there's not...
But still, right. That's a lot.
Forget how many schools technically play college football. There's about 50 or 60 that matter.
Yeah, correct.
And all this is going to do is make those matter even more and make the other ones matter even less.
Yeah.
So just take it down a notch, baby. We got 32 teams in the NFL, man. And that's tons of fun. Having 50 to 60 teams that matter in college football, tons of fun.
And just
take it down a notch, baby.
In about 12 hours when you're in Vegas, you'll be so high you won't remember any of this.
Yeah, well, heck, before then, he's going to stop by and get some poonja.
Where's UNLV going to go?
I'll take that bet.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get any of that.
All right, you guys hear about one more?
Yeah, of course.
Chris, one more story or not?
Hell yeah, let's have it.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
No.
I don't care. I mean, no, it's okay, buddy. He's excited.
Yeah, good point. And it involves somebody we know.
Christopher.
Yes, sir.
Event number 65, the $3,000 buy-in, no limit hold'em event, the freeze out, started with 1,359 players. Yeah. We're down to 224.
Yeah.
Huge names in the field still left. Former champion Hossein Ensan's in the top, group. Phil Hellmuth's in the top handful as well. In fifth place, Blake Bond.
Hell yeah, man.
No kidding.
The guy in fifth. Blake's in fifth out of the remaining 224. Bagged over 700,000 on day one.
Wow.
So good start for Blake.
How long is this tournament, Cor?
I didn't look, but probably 3 or 4 days.
Good for him. He's the best. I love that guy.
Is there like a 1A, 1B type thing? Is he off today? Or
no, with that size of a field, it's just there's no day 1B.
Is there,
I guess it's day 2's today.
If he makes it to like the final like 10 or whatever, like can I like watch?
I think PokerGo decides which events they're going to broadcast based a little bit on how big the tournament is or how star-studded it is. So I think they have the right to say, like, yeah, we're running this. Or this might be one of the ones that they're going to have on their schedule either way.
Sure.
So it's possible if he gets that far, we could just watch him.
Could I go to it?
Yeah. You 100% could go.
I'd love to, like, be the guy on the rail. Cool. Just be like, yeah, Blake.
Well, they're not going to let you near the rail.
No, they're not going. No. Yeah,
the brass rail, maybe.
Yeah, keep your hands off the rail.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think normally the rail has to be invited by the people who are there.
Oh, really?
I don't think Blake wants anything to do with you.
Aw. I might still DM
hey,
anyway.
We still got 219 people to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. You know what you should do? Go watch hockey playing a blackjack tournament.
Yeah, go do that.
Yeah. He didn't know what he was doing, but
yeah,
he was in it.
I did good.
Yeah, you did.
I did good.
I mean, once he goes to play slots, walk away.
Yeah, please. Walk away. Please.
He'll pay you to walk away.
Yeah, please.
Zach's going to get so high when he's in Vegas. He's going to go to the Rio and look for the World Series of Poker for about 6 hours.
They still have the sign up. Did you see that? We drove, back in May, we drove by it. It still says the home of the World Series of Poker.
It's 1990.
Jesus doesn't care.
No, the Rio never knew what was going on anyway.
True.
My guess is no one knows that sign is up at the Rio.
Yes, sir.
We need to go there next time because you know what they have at the Rio?
Poonja?
Mini golf. Kiss themed mini golf.
Yeah, like black light Kiss mini golf.
That's
with
cool.
Kiss music playing.
Well, what kind of music? What band?
And it's in the back of this really shady kind of garbagey mall area that's inside the casino at the Rio.
Yeah.
Right under a Wetzel's Pretzels.
Oh.
It's just in a smash burger.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It is a creepy little corner of the Rio.
Rock bottom.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here's a Kiss mini golf course.
Where are you staying tonight, Zacho?
I'm staying at the Excalibur.
You're damn right you are, and you're going to love it. And I want you to, again, I want a honest to goodness breakdown.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
KFAN.
Yeah, higher ground. That's Minnesota. The pot is legal. The ganji.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Whoops.
There's no take back.
Nope, no take backs.
No take backs. Nope.
That's what you get for not paying attention. See, attention to detail matters.
Yeah, man. Mine's gotten worse.
Speaking of attention to detail, let's not overlook the fact that, sure, we have a new friend named Noah Cates who plays for the Flyers. He's from Stillwater. Then he went to Duluth. Now he's in the NHL. What is he, 22, 23, 24 years old? He's a young kid.
Yeah, something like that.
So we're going to make a new friend today from a local family. He's going to play initials. But don't forget, $10,000 on the line. We're hitting five figures. $10K, the initials jackpot today at 8:15. You could win it if you simply guess the right combo for initials if you're the lucky caller at 8:15. $10,000.
Some good scratch.
Yeah, that's some good scratch.
There's lots of scratch in there.
Yeah, hockey, you had a bad scratch in the 80s, didn't you?
More in the 90s, but yeah, 80s as well. Yeah, you're right, I did.
So Zachary, on his Wikipedia page, Noah has a brother that also plays for the Flyers?
Yeah,
Jackson. How crazy is that?
Well, not the Flyers, UMD.
Oh, UMD. I thought they were both on the Flyers. So they both played for UMD.
Yes.
Got it.
And for the Ponies. And
is Jackson good enough to play in the NHL as well?
I'm not sure.
You don't know?
He's sort of, yeah. I couldn't tell you for sure.
We'll ask Noah. So yeah.
You're right. It says on the...
Jackson might be here today as well.
It says on the old Wikipedia page that he does play for the Flyers. Let me see if it says that on his. American professional hockey player for the Lehigh Valley Phantoms of the American Hockey League as a prospect for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, there we go.
So he is also...
He's property of the Flyers.
System. Yeah.
Got it. All right, so that's not incorrect.
No.
No.
Right, property of the Philadelphia Flyers. That's very cool, though. Right, you got a couple of boys both playing on the same team or theoretically owned by the same team?
He did play... that's right. He did play in a game last year.
Yeah, see? We got a couple of
players. He played 11 games last year.
Yeah, daddy.
And he scored a goal.
Yeah, scored. So, yeah, I apologize.
You should apologize.
Yeah, apologize.
Come on, don't be
Don't, if you weren't so high.
All right, Jackson's played 11 games for the Flyers. Noah.
Now he played four games in 2020.
Noah played 16 games and scored 5 goals. That's a hell of a debut.
Well, yeah. So he joined as soon as UMD got eliminated from the NCAA tournament. Got the call and went up there and played. I think it was the next day he played. Made his debut, and we'll have to ask him about it, at the XL Energy Center. The Flyers just happened to be in town.
Mm-hmm.
And there was... almost his entire team, all UMD fans, on the glass when he came out for warm-ups.
That's his rail, like you with the World Series.
I mean, you'll be probably outside of the building.
Yeah.
Right, because Blake wouldn't invite you, but he invited his entire family hometown.
I mean, Corey and I would be there.
It was awesome.
But you, five goals in 16 games, though.
No,
what
he's
a nice start
good.
For Mr. Noah Gates.
He's good.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, man.
See, we need to dig our claws into him now, and then when he's a Hall of Famer, we can say we've known him since 2022.
And then I can start playing golf.
Good
with
friend.
Him.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Does he golf? Because Sauce wants to golf with famous people.
And
only famous people.
Only famous people.
Speaking of only famous people.
What about OnlyFans?
Sauce, could you ever imagine that at some point, Pro Football Hall of Famer John Randall would not only be your friend, not only be in your wedding, but be tweeting at you after your first pitch and just saying, oh, Lord,
no.
Laughy face.
He texted me all laughing emojis, like, after he saw it. No, it was weird. That's when it kind of sunk in how bad it was, because I'm like,
John Randall is gut laughing at your bad throw.
He's on the 100 all-time team, and he's making fun of how unathletic I am.
Correct.
Yeah, he knows that.
He knows.
That was anytime he's laughing at me or with me, I don't care. He's my buddy.
Yep.
My buddy. Oh, my buddy. Wherever I go, he goes, my buddy.
Man, I remember that commercial.
Man, so do I.
My buddy and me.
Cove.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
big voice guy.
You had buddies.
And all I want to do is get to the end of the day, because I want to just hammer those final two episodes of Stranger Things season 4.
Come on,
I heard the second one, the last one is like 2 hours plus.
Yeah.
So just a full-on movie.
Yeah.
We started the show by talking about how Zach and I are going to leave maybe on the best day of the year. Mm-hmm. You're going to stay inside and watch 3.5 hours of a teenage show.
At the end of the day, and it's not a teenage show, by the way. That's absolutely underselling it.
That is underselling it, Sauce.
I'm going to wait until the day is over.
Yeah.
I'll grab whichever one of the dogs is willing to spend time with me, and the girls will take
Snoop,
the other one.
Nate.
And then
came full circle.
Go down to the 62-degree basement and watch 3.5 hours of an unbelievably quality, solid TV show in Stranger Things.
I just called
can't wait to see how it ends.
It's not a teenage show. I just like to get you going.
Yeah, you do get him going, don't you?
On Weird Things.
Yeah, it's weird.
Stranger Things, it's called.
Yeah,
it's,
oh, not Weird Things?
Not Weird Things.
Bro, that would have been a better title.
Yeah, that would have been a better title.
Much better title, I would say. Yeah.
Vecna versus 11. Let's go!
Yeah,
let's
come
go!
On. Come on, Vecna.
I had Vecna.
I thought I had Vecna. It's spreading like wildfire in the Twin Cities right now.
Man, Chris,
isn't
this is so in your wheelhouse.
I don't understand why Chris doesn't watch it.
Yeah, she's already...
The whole world watches it except for Chris, which makes no sense.
And I'm sorry.
Watch thing in Netflix history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside
this season
of,
or just in general?
I think wasn't it English based or something? Because I think technically Squid Game is still bigger.
Oh, yeah.
But this passed Bridgerton for whatever.
Yeah.
It was 17.6 gazillion hours viewed in about 4 days.
Man. Yeah.
That's an actual stat.
You watched some of those. You watched a lot of it.
I watched all of it.
But I'm glad you glad you like it. It's
super fun.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get back into it.
You won't. We were right. You were never going back to Severance. Once you gave up, I knew it was over.
How did you know I didn't finish it?
You didn't.
I didn't.
Because the finale is a whole
just tell me
run
what happens
half.
Off the air.
Nope.
Why not?
Nope.
Then I'll just, here, I'll just.
You're never, why do you care? If you're never going to watch it, why do you care?
Well, I like the ending. I just want to know the ending.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even understand it because I'd have to explain the previous 6 episodes to you.
And about 10 seconds into it, I just stopped.
Right, which means I'd have to explain the whole series to you. Yeah. I don't have time for that.
I might go back to it. Maybe I'll watch it today.
No chance.
Yeah, you're right.
You're
going
to be sitting
at
the airport waiting for your flight to get canceled.
Why won't Zach's get canceled?
He'll get there.
Because the Lord likes Zach. The Lord hates me.
That's
not what the book says.
Oh, he's right about that, though.
What book?
The.
Yes.
Poor Zach. Yeah.
I will say, if they like do the whole thing, we're like, hey, we'll give you $1,000 if you
100%
change your flight. I'm taking that, and I'm taking that right to nothing but hemp.
Did you see that? Maybe you guys saw the story earlier this week that somebody, either a couple or one person, was offered $10,000
from Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Whole flight.
Why would you not take that ever?
Thought they misheard.
They overbooked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to take it.
100%.
Yeah, I've never had the chance to do it. The closest we came is when we were flying back from Ireland.
Yeah.
Weren't there 4 or 6 people that got something like $1,000 or $800 to not fly back from Boston to Minneapolis? if I didn't have a wife and two kids that were begging to get home, I would have been like, sign me up.
Correct. That's
I got nowhere to go.
So one of the guys said, he's like, my wife's at home. I don't work tomorrow. I'll stay.
Free money.
Yeah, and legal marijuana in Massachusetts.
I would have taken it, too.
You should have.
We had a show in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Thanks, Farmer Zach.
Yeah.
Morning.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
Man, how good would some bagel bites be?
What are you guys more excited for? Because I assume the Big Ten thing, right? Is it all sports? Full on Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So
if that's the case, what are you more excited for? USC Gopher football or UCLA Gopher basketball?
Good one. Yeah. Good question. I
mean, UCLA, even though they've had a couple of moments in the last handful of years. Historically, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, college basketball team of all time, right? Duke's all way up there. Carolina's way up there. Kansas is way up there. But UCLA is essentially Mount Rushmore, and now they're about to join the Big Ten? That's badass.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be great. Coach Hockey loves it.
Yeah.
We're going to get a lot more money.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot more money.
Yeah, thanks.
Which was basically spearheaded by Fox, right? I think the TV aspect of it is the reason why they're doing it. A lot of money.
What really matters is next. Scores and stats and stuff like that. Parrish at about 7, Marnie at like 7:20, 7:30. Noah Cates of the Philadelphia Flyers is playing initials.
Maybe He'll join Jackson as well. You just never know.
Maybe like 7:30 or 7:40.
Hell yeah, man.
I hope their mom and dad come in, too. They were super sweet.
The mom will. Jenny will be coming in. The dad, I guess, is out of town or something.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I don't know why I love that you were texting his mom.
Yeah. It's the first,
it was weird. Awkward when he asked for a phone number.
Yeah.
I told him nothing to worry about.
Yeah, don't do that.
I hope you accidentally put her on a group text.
And then send her a couple of crank shots.
Don't do that.
Zach. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
Duh, Fan. Bring the dead body down to the graveyard now.
Hey, 6:32 on a beautiful, beautiful morning. It's 4th of July weekend.
Hell yeah.
We are going to celebrate our independence from the world.
From the rest of the world on Monday. We're all by ourselves.
World independence, man. Yep.
It was the day we broke away from the rest of the world. July 4th, and I believe you said 1744, right?
I did, yes.
I think you said 1744. Yeah. And which,
it was the right century.
I would agree.
What was the actual day?
Come on.
I don't know.
It's time for What Really Matters. I do scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris changes your life.
Oh, man, I've got some stuff for you today, buddy boy.
Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. He has asked to be traded to the Miami Heat or the Phoenix Suns, but Brooklyn has already said, we're going to trade you wherever we want and get the best deal. So it will be very interesting to see if he ends up in a place that pisses him off.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially as somebody tweeted last night, why doesn't Oklahoma City just offer all the picks they got for him back?
What really matters is this.
In 2017, a 44-year-old man was lighting a firework for the 4th of July when the rocket exploded in his face, throwing hot shrapnel into both of his eyes.
Rosie.
According to a report, the man was unable to perceive light in his right eye and had the vision in his left eye reduced to 20/80. Surgeons removed multiple, quote-unquote, foreign bodies from both of his corneas. Still, the man's vision never quite returned. Always wear safety goggles when dealing with fireworks.
Yes.
Nobody's going to do that, but you should.
No, you are correct.
Thank you.
The Timberwolves not only signed Karl-Anthony Towns to a Supermax deal for $224 million, but they also signed Kyle Anderson of the Memphis Grizzle to a two-year, $18 million deal.
He averaged 7.6 points last year and 5.5 rebounds.
And he's 6'9".
That's a huge bitch!
Yeah, he's a pretty huge bitch.
Nice.
No, he's crafty.
Yeah, he's good, like man. Dude. Yeah, so do I.
What really matters, though, is this. Good role player. What really matters is this.
So is Zach, though.
Yeah. In 2017, a man arrived at the San Antonio
military medical center with an unexploded firework lodged in his leg.
Oh.
The man had been trying to set off a mortar-style firecracker when the rocket ignited and blasted straight into his leg. Upon arriving to the hospital, he had to be quarantined because they were afraid that it was going to explode. An explosive ordnance disposal team supervised his treatment. Thankfully, the firework was removed without incident.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Be careful. UCLA and USC are moving from the Pac-12 to the Big Ten in 2024. Their application has been accepted. The Pac-12 released a statement saying they were extremely surprised and disappointed. Oh. Whoops.
Yeah, it's over for the Pac-12.
It really is.
I mean, USC's their best school, right? Has to be. They have the new hot head coach. And Riley Reid, I mean, it's going to be great.
Yeah, yeah, she's a great actress.
You've seen her. Come on. Everybody has. Even Zach has.
What really matters is
yeah,
this.
I don't know if you guys want to hear this one or not. This is pretty gruesome.
All right.
One of the most gruesome instances of modern fireworks malfunctioning, a 41-year-old man from North Dakota was decapitated while setting off a firework in 2011. The man was lighting fireworks outside of his home. When a humongous bang caught his neighbor's attention. The neighbor watched as the man walked into the street to light another firecracker and then disappeared in a terrible cloud of smoke. Quote, within 10 seconds of us talking to him, he lit it, and all we saw was a cloud, and then bang. When I walked up to his body, there was nothing but his shoulders.
Oh, my God.
How about that? Be careful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what were you lighting? Holy moly.
That's unbelievable.
I know. Be careful, kids.
Yeah, be careful.
That's terrifying.
Thank you.
5-3, the Cleveland Guardians defeated the Minnesota Twins, and the Twins gave up 2 in the 8th and 2 in the 9th. So yet another blown game against Cleveland. Everything's falling apart, so Cleveland won the series, a 5-game set. They won it 3-2, and all three of the games were just blown games, basically, by the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, it's hideous.
Gross.
Yeah, they could have had a huge lead on this team going into 4th of July weekend, and they effed it up.
So Cleveland leads the season series 6-5, and it looks like they have something like 7 games left this year against Cleveland.
Yeah. It's over.
Yeah, it's not over.
What really matters, though, is this.
It's not over.
Fireworks were temporarily outlawed in England in the 1600s, as you guys know. But, of course, people kept making them. Case in point. In 1810, a fireworks maker was readying rockets for King George III's Golden Jubilee.
Yeah.
When 200 barrels of gunpowder ignited.
Oh, Jesus.
And blew the house up. In fact, one newspaper said it blew the house and others adjoining it, quote, to atoms.
My God.
And I'm not talking about the college that the nerds went
to. Was John Quincy okay?
Okay.
remember yeah. The 5th of November, yeah, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgotten.
What a movie.
Is that pretty good. From Vendetta?
Yeah.
Before Vendetta?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go with that. Close enough.
How would you say it, Captain Words?
Yeah, you are the captain of words, by the way. I don't know if we told you about your...
You got night helmeted.
Yeah, I don't know.
Captain Words.
Captain Words. They night helmeted you.
We forgot to tell you that. Yeah, you did get promoted.
Tell my dad.
You don't remember the night helmet?
No.
Oh.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
God, it was so small. I didn't even
feel it.
All right. It was both hockey and I combined.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's hearing before the NFL and the NFL's Players Association. Jointly appointed disciplinary officer Sue Robinson has finished. After 3 days, there is no timetable for the ruling, but his disciplinary hearing is over.
Oh, wow.
Do you guys
could
feel
be
like,
weeks, I guess.
Yeah, but do you also feel like this could be like tonight at like 8 it o'clock on a Friday news dump tonight. That he gets like the 2-year suspension thing?
It's possible, but it sounds like it's going to take longer.
No, I know, but this
sounds
just
like
going to
think it over.
This would be classic NFL, though, that they
but to your point, it might be a week or two from now on a Friday or Saturday
correct.
Night
yeah. Oh,
news
of course.
Dump.
Yeah, of course it'll be a... But this would be the perfect weekend to do it. It'd be classic NFL.
Apparently, the judge asked for post-hearing briefs, and those would be due the week of July 11th. So, again, there's some more material she's still maybe going through. So, it could be weeks. We'll see. Yeah. What really matters, though, is that.
There's
and this.
An expression, damp squid.
Ooh.
Yeah. These days, the expression damp squid is used to describe a disappointing event. But a squib is literally a miniature explosive device or a form of firework, usually cylindrical in shape and with a paper fuse at the end, which fails to ignite if it gets wet. The phrase is commonly misquoted as damp squid. But, of course, we all know that it's just a squid.
I'm reading an article here from a newspaper in Duluth.
Yes, sir.
They were saying Flop Sweat and Tears was described as a damp squid.
Man, you are correct.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah.
That's weird that he said that because we were just talking about you going back to doing some comedy.
I thought you were tired.
Yeah, I don't know. I might go back.
You should do it.
Man, you're like Ozzy Osbourne with farewell tours.
You really are.
Or Motley Crue.
And Batheads.
All right, so
and
you, Larry Mondello guy, Monday Night Football guy in common, are getting the band back together. You're back on the road.
No, I might be a solo act.
Ooh, like Harry.
You're the Kevin Durant of Flop, Sweat, and Tears.
That would be the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me. I'm not. I'm the guy, like the eighth guy off the bench.
So look, when it comes down to it, you want to get paid, but you don't want to do it with them anymore?
I didn't hear you.
Oh yeah, he's hard of hearing.
Yeah,
right
I am.
When it comes to questions hard like that,
of hearing.
Is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn, Daddy.
I don't care.
The Joker signed the largest contract in NBA history, $270 million to stay with Denver. What really matters, though, is this.
Joker.
Yeah,
that's the best one.
Sometime between 600 and 900 CE, Chinese alchemist accidentally mixed saltpeter.
Wait, what's CE?
Common era.
Thank you.
What the hell does that mean?
That's AD.
Zero.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing as AD?
Before common era and then common era.
Before common, because that's for people who don't want to
say instead of before Christ.
Thank you, yes.
Oh. That's
got it. The more just...
the Corey way of saying it.
Got it. I didn't know that. I should start saying
either.
That. I like that.
I'm shocked you didn't know that. It's weird when you don't know something.
It's weird.
Because you're not going to break a lot of stories, but you're going to be on top of them.
Rod.
You watched that thing I sent you?
What if today's initials are CE?
No, I didn't have... But yeah, especially since they're literally initials. How did he not know that?
Anyway, Chinese alchemist accidentally mixed saltpeters with sulfur and charcoal, inadvertently stumbling upon the crude chemical recipe for gunpowder. Mm-hmm. They'd been searching for an elixir for what? Immortality. That's right.
Oh.
That's right, yeah.
How ironic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
It's,
Don't you think?
It's a little too ironic.
Don't you think?
It's scary.
Great point.
It's scary.
What happened?
What's
he's like, everything we know that kills us, we know because it killed somebody.
Well.
Okay. Man, that's...
I mean...
Jesus, Ganji.
Yeah, Ganji.
Man, you're profound today.
Yeah, you're so high.
Have you honestly Ganji. Already gotten into the Ganji? You can be
honest. How high are you?
It's a good question.
All right, the news is next. Marnie in a little bit. Parrish in a little bit. Noah Cates of the Philadelphia Flyers. Potentially his brother, too. Sounds like Zach says both of them might be coming in. We'll see.
Did you mean to call me or was that just a pocket dial? Just another pocket dial. Infamous pocket dial.